in the months since Colorado's new gun laws have been in effect, the number of concealed carry permits has grown. Now nearly 150,000 people are legally allowed to carry a concealed weapon in Colorado. Despite strong feelings about guns, both pro and con, what has not increased, apparently, is complaints lodged against people who are legally carrying guns.
As far as somebody saying, I saw the outline of a gun, or I saw the barrel of a gun underneath somebody's jacket when they lifted their arms up, we've had none of that.
That's Pitkin County Sheriff Joe DeSalvo. County sheriffs in Colorado are the ones who issue concealed carry permits. On many online gun owner or shooting forums, a common topic of discussion is about what happens if someone with a concealed carry permit accidentally displays the weapon. For example, someone with a pistol in a waist holster reaches up for something on a grocery shelf and the gun shows. A frequent concern in these discussions and on YouTube is whether or not that display could constitute menacing and therefore be illegal.
In most places, just having someone be able to see the gun is not illegal. And it's definitely not illegal to just have like a bump or a poke or, you know, just something sticking out somewhere that you can't really even tell what it is.
Another concern in online discussions focuses on what's called printing. Printing refers to the outline of a gun visible through clothing. It defeats the purpose of a concealed carry permit if the pistol tucked into a pair of jeans is poking out from under a t-shirt.
Okay, printing is a huge mistake. That's why it's important to choose the size gun that's appropriate. You don't want to print. We'll do a separate video on how I personally conceal all the different...
This has given rise to several trends in the gun world. Manufacturers are producing smaller and thinner weapons meant to be concealed. The same is true of gun accessories. There are myriad holsters designed to streamline a pistol's profile. Sheldon Fingerman is a certified NRA instructor in Aspen. He also runs classes for people seeking a concealed carry permit.
And the latest method of carrying are called inside the waistband holsters. So very little of the gun is sticking up. And a lot of these holsters, you can actually tuck your shirt in. Nobody really knows it. I mean, you can't see it at all.
Fingerman says that in Colorado, the issue of printing or mistakenly allowing a concealed weapon to display is not in itself a crime. And that's because the state has what are known as open carry laws. In other words, it's legal in Colorado to openly carry a weapon like a pistol in a holster. Which raises another question. Why, if open carry is legal, would someone need or want a concealed carry permit?
People that are gun people, I'll call them, like options. So in other words, I can put the gun in my pocket and go to the range without having to worry about carrying concealed. I can, throw the gun in my pocket, walk into town without having to worry about anything.
An exception to the display of a weapon, concealed or open, is menacing, and that's defined under Colorado law as knowingly placing another person in fear of imminent serious bodily injury. That is a misdemeanor. But menacing becomes a felony if someone indicates, quote, verbally or otherwise, that he or she is armed with a deadly weapon, unquote. Weapons instructors like Sheldon Fingerman spend time in their classes cautioning people who intend to carry a weapon to be extra polite.
When you get a concealed carry permit, I think the idea is you have to be the bigger person. Okay, you have a gun now. You have to be a little more careful. If you get into an argument with somebody, the gun is strictly as a last resort when you feel that your life is in danger.
And says Fingerman, if someone with a carry permit ever does pull the weapon, they should immediately call police once the incident has ended and report it.